This is Chris. Can I help you?
Well, hi, Chris. Guess what? You're live on the air at KDWA with Dan and Mo. How are you today?
Click.
I am awesome.
Did you hear Mo click? Oh, my gosh.
Chris, happy Easter week. I bet you are getting so excited. What's going on there this week?
Well, it's spring break, so we've been awfully busy.
Oh, okay.
We were in there yesterday, and I have to say the service was fantastic. Everything was super clean, and the place was buzzing.
Oh, I must have been there.
You were. You were. You were like the traffic cop at the door, showing people where to go and what to do, and it was running like a fine oiled Swiss watch.
Oh.
Wow.
Have you heard that? That's an old saying now, Chris.
No, I guess.
As he looks at his Apple phone.
Well, Mo's probably heard it.
I've heard of that, of course, yes. I still wear an old-fashioned watch.
I do, too. Now, Chris, we had a couple of questions. First of all, how are things going at Perkins since things are loosening up?
Things are a little different than they used to be. I mean, we're still at 50%, but with the to-goes are making up for my missing tables. So my business is right up there to where I used to be.
So when you say that your takeout business is booming, is that the meals or are you still selling ingredients?
We still do both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say the grocery has tapered off a little bit. I mean, this, you know, last shutdown wasn't as big of deal as the one before it. A little more, I don't know, people were a little more scared, panic buying, I guess. But the grocery part has gone down significantly, I'd say.
But takeout is still pretty strong.
But takeout is still rolling along.
Great. Glad to hear that. Well, we have a holiday coming up. How are pie sales and how can people get pies and when, up till when can they get them?
Well, they can get pies all week. I mean, I'll have them. I'm planning on being stocked and not running out of anything.
Oh, love it.
They can start placing their orders today. I mean, we'll always have some on hand. So if you forget to place an order, you either call ahead or else just stop on down. I'm pretty sure that we'd always have some available.
Okay. How about Easter? Last year, I believe, we got our Easter stuff from you folks, and it was fabulous. Are you doing that stuff again and some of the details on it?
Are you talking about, like, the family meals?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yeah, we're still doing all the family meals. I mean, it's totally expanded since last year. I mean, now we have a pot roast. We have chicken strips. We have a meatloaf family meal and loads of different breakfast options. I mean, they're a great price range. And
tell us some details of that, please.
They usually come as a Perkins serving of four, but it, as you know, our servings are rather large sometimes, and they can feed up to six. So basically four Perkins portions of two sides and the meats, and you could always add on a pie for, I think there's a discounted price on pies when you order family meals for like $9.99 instead of the usual $14, and they all come with a dinner salad.
Oh, wow.
So now let's take an example, like let's say an Easter meal, that Easter dinner. How much would that be? What does it include? And when do you have to order it? What's the latest you could order it for a family of four, let's say?
I prefer people call ahead and order those ahead.
Right.
But, I mean, we could do them 15 minutes ahead of time.
Oh, wow. So you'd get your ham and potatoes and corn and lettuce and pie and stuff, right?
Okay, we still don't have ham, though, which is a bummer. We don't have a ham steak or anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we do have turkey.
Okay, that's just as good.
Yep, and stuffing, mashed potatoes, choice of vegetable, a side salad, an optional pie add-on. So.
And what would that run us, please?
Man, you guys are testing me.
Of course we are.
Hold on. Becca's grabbing me the flyer. Like, your meatloaf runs about $35. Country fried steak, $40. Turkey is $39.99. Chicken strips, pot roast, and salmon are all $39.99.
Wow. You know, I don't even know if a person could make a meal
you couldn't.
For right, that's not bad for possibly feeding a family of six.
I agree.
I agree, too. And, of course, the Perkins pies, nobody beats those.
Correct.
How can folks, if they want to place that order, how can they do that, Chris?
Go on to the Perkins website, and you could order through online. You could always call us here at the store, and we also offer delivery through DoorDash.
Okay.
That's pretty handy. And your phone number is 651-437-5028.
That a girl.
And remember, every Monday, along with an entree, you get a free piece of pie of your choice.
Yummers.
Yep, that's why we see Dan there every Monday.
Chris, what do you think is a good pie that goes with Easter candy?
All of them.
Exactly.
Easter candy.
Yeah.
Well, I would definitely go with the French silk.
Ooh, yummers. Ooh. That's a holiday pie, isn't it? Yum.
Ooh.
Yum, yum, yum. Well, gosh, you sure gave us some great ideas, and I didn't realize you had such a huge family meal choice. I mean, that's great. If you don't feel like having traditional, let's say, turkey dinner, you certainly have pot roast and,
you know,
not to mention breakfast.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah,
like for a brunch, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, gives you a lot more free time for family.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And the prices are, that price point
is
yeah, I don't know that you would want to even think about cooking it and doing it all yourself and all, like you said, the free time and all that when, you know, you can
just
call
going to the
grocery
store is such a rat race sometimes.
Well, and if you, you know, there if you look hard enough at anything, you know, any bad time like a pandemic or something, there usually is some good that comes out of it. And I think that for restaurants like yourself, that takeout is, boy, what a fabulous idea that will probably go on forever now. Is that a correct statement?
I totally believe so.
And the whole DoorDash thing, I mean, that's really exploded. You know, I mean, that used to kind of be a luxury, I think, for a lot of people. But now it's kind of, everyone has that on their phone, and, you know, if you're hungry, you just DoorDash it.
Well, and there's a lot of times where you don't want to go to the, what I'm going to call fast food places, but yet you want something. What a great idea to run down to Perkins and pick some meals up. We've been known to do that, and it works out so good. You know, of course, when we can, we like to go in and bug Chris and Becca, but that's...
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
And that doesn't cost anything extra, so...
No. My pleasure.
Okay, Chris, well, we're going to let you go. Thank you for talking with us. A very happy, blessed Easter to you and your family and all your employees down at Perkins, and thank you for all you do.
I agree.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Chris. Thank you.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it sounded like he was getting busy.
We like that. So give them a call at 651-437-5024. And even though he says you can call Easter morning, call ahead. It just seems
maybe
weird.
Maybe set it up, yeah. But wow, they're all set to rock and roll on everything except ham. I wonder if that's a shortage or...
I wonder if we should talk to a farmer. Maybe there's something wrong with pigs.
That was a real sound effect, by the way. Should we call? You were going to talk with your friends up at the Hastings Public House.
Yes. You know what? I hate to call there without checking. So
since when has that stopped us? Wow.
Well,
we'll do it to Perkins and everybody. But
well, please hold. You know what? Let's do that. Let me find find their phone number. All right, please hold while we dial up.
Pretty loud.
Oops, that's even louder. Bum, bum, bum. All right. She could be knee-deep in things, but we want to hear what's going on.
Free advertising.
I agree.
I also heard that the Onion Grill is opening.
The first of April. Isn't that exciting?
That would be, what, Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday
yep. Already. Wow. I'm glad to see that.
Me too. And we are now chatting it up with our friend Nicole Sindelar. She is the owner of the Hastings Public House, the Hastings Golf and Events Center in Hastings. And we could not be more excited to hear about all the good things going on. Nicole, how have you been?
Hello, Mo. Things have been going really, really well. We just opened our golf course last Friday.
Oh, great.
And kind of funny because we definitely opened up earlier than we were planning on, which is a great thing. Thank you, weather. Also feeling a little behind, but we're getting there. It's going good and people are happy to be out. So yeah.
So people,
things are good.
So your golf is, so people understand that your golf is open to the public. Can you explain how we would go about booking a tee time and just how beautiful the course is?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I lucked out when I took over all of this because the golf course was actually originally built at that site in 1955. So as far as it compares to a lot of other golf courses in Minnesota, we're a lot older and a lot more boutique-y, way more trees, and the style of course is older. So we get a lot of great compliments on it. And it went public in 2014. And then when I took over in 2018, we just kind of continued on, but really got the word out that we are public and every single person in the world is welcome at our place. So to do a tee time, you can either book online on our website, which is www.hastingsgolfclub.com, or you can absolutely call into our pro shop and talk with our new head golf professional, Ryan, who's amazing. Mo, I can't wait for you to meet him.
Oh, great.
That number is 651-437-4210.
And aren't people just so excited to get out again and enjoy just life, right? Do you feel that there's a lightness to the air?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel it in the restaurant too. You know, once we were once we were able to reopen back in January, you know, obviously restrictions and we're keeping everybody safe and following guidelines, but I can't tell you the number of people that are just so happy to be out. And yeah, that's definitely increasing as this weather is getting nicer.
Well, you did some really innovative things over the course of the last couple of months out of necessity, but also I wonder if some of them might stick around. You had snowshoeing. How did that go?
Yes, it was fantastic. We sold winter passes, so you could use all of our grounds for snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, sledding, or just walking. People are allowed to walk their dogs as long as they clean up after them. That's rule number one. And then we actually sold over 200 winter passes this year. And people just loved it. So we'll expand on it some way next year. I just haven't thought of how. But, yeah, it was a really great thing.
And you rented, actually, snowshoes and stuff, which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah, and good ones, too. Like, people would always comment, oh, they're not just the run-of-the-mill cheapy ones. Like, no, we... We got good ones.
You made an investment.
We don't want you falling on your face.
And then, Nicole, tell us about your outdoor seating, because that was just a hoot to have outdoor seating in January. What the heck?
Yes. Well, when I heard the news from the governor that we were allowed to do that, my brain automatically goes, okay, it's not, you know, if we're going to do it, it's how. I want to, you know, give people options and show the world that we're trying our darndest to make this thing work. And we had enclosed our veranda, which overlooks the golf course, with some heavy-duty plastic, and each table has two heaters that, you know, people can maneuver around, and blankets, and we actually had it open this past weekend, too. I mean, it's actually open all the time, but a lot of people were out there this last weekend because it was slightly chilly, but that enclosure really keeps it nice and comfy. So it's been popular.
And you had little warmers to sit on, and you had blankets. I mean, that was well thought out also.
Yes, because I know how I feel when I ate outside, because I did that, you know, researching a little bit other places, and I ate outside when it was snowing somewhere else, and my seat was very cold, so I said, I want a seat warmer.
Oh, I love it. So let's talk about Easter. Easter's coming up, and last year I remember the Easter Bunny was there, and he was delivering, or she was delivering things in the snow. What the heck? Not this year, right?
No, it's going to be beautiful, and the Easter Bunny will still be out front delivering food to all the cars. But this year we're kind of doing a hybrid. Honestly, last Easter was such a success. I think we fed 780 people, something like that.
Oh, my gosh, Nicole.
and we had such great feedback. So this year, we wanted to give the option, you know, to eat inside, but what we realized is the food quality for the way we did that versus a buffet was just uncomparable. So we decided to basically do takeout, but inside. So you pre-order your meal with us, and you can either choose to take it to go or dine in. And basically, if you're dining in, we bring it to you family style. And, you know, obviously you can get your drinks, and so you don't have to clean your house. All you have to worry about is looking pretty, or you can still take it to go.
So that's great. So how do we go about ordering that? And can you tell us what the menu is and what are some of the prices?
Yeah. To order, we ask that you call into the restaurant, which is 651-379-2018. And that's because we have lots of questions to ask, especially about timing and, you know, obviously the type of menu and that kind of thing. But our menu consists of, you choose an entree, and your choices are prime rib, chicken Alfredo, or a maple bourbon glazed ham. And then you choose three sides, and the choices are maple glazed carrots, bourbon bacon Brussels sprout, cheesy mashed potatoes, wild rice au gratin, something else.
Cheesy potatoes and mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Thanks, Mo. You're the best.
And then just
and then it comes with rolls and salad as well.
And what are the prices on that, please?
Sure. So a dinner that feeds 4 to 6 is $75. One that 6 to 8 is $100.
And this is something that we can say we'd like to pick it up at a certain time and it'll be hot and ready to go?
Exactly. Yeah. So pick up and dine in is in between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. It's about even right now.
What's the latest we can order this by, please?
Thursday, April 1st.
Perfect.
So by the end of the evening on Thursday.
Well, we wish you a very, very happy Easter, Nicole. Thanks for all you do for the city to keep things moving forward in such a positive way. And again, congratulations on all of your innovative ideas that really have... Raise the bar, I think, for, you know, in restaurants. And I think that people look to you as a leader. So congratulations.
Thank you. And happy Easter to you too, Mo.
Happy Easter. Thank you. Well, we are so excited for Easter. And we're just so excited that things are kind of getting back to normal. And again, if you want to golf at the Hastings Golf Center, they are open. So give the pro shop a call or visit them online. You can book a tee time online too, I think, can't you?
Yes, you can. Yes,
excellent.
Through their website.
So fun. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a great summer. I can't wait.
Yay!
Can't
Absolutely.
Wait. Nicole, thank you so much. Nicole Sindelar, she is the owner of the Hastings Public House and the Hastings Golf and Events Center right on Westview Drive in Hastings. So do check them out. Happy Easter, friend. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.